It's the California Wine Country Podcast with Steve Jackson and Dan Berger. We taste, we laugh, we learn.
California Wine Country, brought to you by Bottle Barn and Tom Simoneaux's Wines of the Year.
Yeah, another year's gone by. Can you believe it?
No. And your winemaker of the year, she's coming in as well later.
That's right. Yeah, so we're going to have a live last half hour, and we're going to get to as many, announce as many as these wines of the year as we can between then and now, and taste a little bit when she gets here, and we've got a little bit to taste and to celebrate here at the beginning. Should I?
Yeah, but hold on.
Okay.
Give your disclaimer to people who might.
Oh, as time allows. We're going to go through as many.
Yeah, that's all we can
Because we've got 4 pages of wines of the year. People don't quite understand the undertaking of wines of the year. Like when I get done this, which I finished like half an hour ago, not really, but close, I start again. And I'm taking notes all year long and putting in my file, this could be a candidate for wine of the year. And then we compile it all. And I've got my beautiful wife, Brenda Lee, who's my editor, and she helps me, and we put it all together. And at the end of the 12 months, we're sitting here again, and we'll be doing it. Hopefully, we'll be doing it next year if you're not dead.
Just for you, I'm going to live.
All right.
So we're slaves to the clock in radio, and we can only...
Yeah, we can only do
fit
I know,
so much.
Like sometimes people feel like, you know, they were hoping that we would announce it on the air. Well, it's going to be on California, calwinecountry.com, and it's going to be on Wine Country Live. That's my other website. And then it's going to be on Facebook, right, Mike? I'll get that to you when I get home tonight.
Yeah. Okay.
So all of them will all be there with the websites so people can find out how to get their wine.
All right. We're going to start with sparkling.
Yep, and I'm... going to see how fast I can get this
Duck Mike.
Beauty open here.
since that time I almost took his eye out. He's
celebrating.
He's very cautious around opening champagne.
So the sparkling wine of the year is J Vineyards and Winery Cuvée 20. It's non-vintage Russian River Valley, $38. Lots of good things going on at J. And this particular wine is called Cuvée 20. And they came up with the name when they were celebrating their 20th year. Judy Jordan started J back in 1986. And now they're sparkling house. They've got Chardonnays and they've got Pinot Noir. I'm trying to pass these glasses on.
Yeah. Mike, we need the Lazy Susan.
So, as they say, let the celebrating begin.
Salute.
Mmm. Beautiful mousse, delicious wine, Pinot Noir.
That really is good.
And Chardonnay.
I'm not a sparkling guy, but that is something.
And it's classic California. This is the workhorse. They make 10 different sparkling wines at J. And this is the one that you'll find in the stores. $38 is list. But, you know, you see it, especially this time of year, is when sparkling wines are discounted.
I'd rather have that than Dom Perignon.
Yeah. Well, everybody's got different flavors.
Yeah.
You know, the French have their more yeasty characters. And California, we're blessed with all this sunshine. And truth be known, I've interviewed many French champagne producers, and they always say, you Americans, you're so lucky in California. You have all that sunshine. We'd love to have that. So even though France has champagne, we have sparkling wine with great flavors, and this J is just terrific.
Tom's sparkling wine of the year, J Vineyard and Winery Cuvée 20.
Our Chardonnay of the year is Sonoma Couturier 2017 Sonoma Coast Les Pierres, which is an estate-grown Chardonnay, $42. Sonoma Couturier, a lot of people know Sonoma Couturier because they were producing some of the finest Chardonnays for years. Mm-hmm. For a long time, that's all they made was Chardonnay. Now they make a little bit of Pinot Noir as well. And winemaker Mick Schroeder of, what was he, Geyser Peak fame. He worked with Daryl Groom for a long time. He's their winemaker now, and he continues that tradition. He's been at Sonoma Couturier now probably 10 years at least. So the estate, 17... Sonoma Couturier Les Pierres Chardonnay. You would love this Chardonnay, Jackson. I don't have it today.
Well,
we only have an hour.
Sonoma Couture,
17, Le Pierre. Good stuff. Sauvignon Blanc of the year, Dry Creek Vineyards, 2018, Dry Creek Valley, $20, with classic Dry Creek Sauvignon Blanc flavors. It's 100% Sauvignon Blanc. It was fermented in 84% stainless steel, 16% barrel fermented, and get this, in neutral, acacia, French, and chestnut barrels. So Tim Bell.
Acacia barrels.
I never made, you know, everybody's playing around with these different oaks these days.
Yeah.
And Tim Bell really made one terrific bottle of Sauvignon Blanc here. They also have a Fumé Blanc, which is very good. But this one, I think, is a cut above. It's the 18 Dry Creek Vineyards.
$20.
And these are all list prices.
Yeah.
So, you know, you go to Bottle Barn, you're not going to pay $20.
Right.
But you should go to the winery out there in Dry Creek and right next to the Dry Creek store and go in there because they make a lot of really terrific wines. And I'll tell you, Dry Creek Sauvignon Blancs are always some of my favorites. They're just grapefruity, and they've got a nice twist to them. It's good acidity, terrific wine.
Now we move to the off-dry.
Off-dry white. Mill Creek Vineyards and Winery, 2018.
Explain off-dry.
Off-dry. It's not completely dry, but not really sweet. So it's like Chenin Blanc, Gewurztraminer, some dry Rieslings. Those would be off dry whites. They're, you know, a lot of times people say they go great with Thai food because they just have a little bit of sweetness. And a lot of times the wines, if you look at them chemically, they are dry, but because the wine itself is so aromatic, it's fruity because it's just the way the grapes taste. And you know, like we always say, I always say Chardonnay is kind of like the tofu of white wine. You know, it's what you do to it. Well, a lot of these off-dry whites really have unique flavors to themselves. And this Gewurztraminer is terrific. It's Dry Creek. It's $27. And to say Mill Creek is a family affair is an understatement. Bill and Yvonne Kreck are hands-on owners and grape growers. And their son, Jeremy, is the winemaker. So you want to stay local and be, you know, family-oriented? Go to Mill Creek. They're right off of West Side Road, right outside of Healdsburg, next to Madrona Manor. And they have a beautiful little tasting room right there. Gorgeous.
Mill Creek Vineyard, the alternative white of the year.
Gordian Knot Winery, 2018 Albarino, Russian River Valley, Elio Vineyards, $28. Now, I don't want to blow everybody's mind here, but unfortunately, this will be the last vintage from Gordian Knot due to the untimely death of co-owner and winemaker Tim Mikan. He passed away back in May unexpectedly, and if you've never tried Albarino, you should get out there. This is going to be their last vintage, and they're closing down the winery because he was the winemaker. It's a sad story. Wonderful people, Ann Greer and Tim Mikan, just for years now. I met them first when I was doing our viticulture class with Rich Thomas way back in '89. That's when I met them both.
And, wow.
So anyway, Tim's gone, and if you never heard of Albarino, think of it this way. If Sauvignon Blanc wanted to be a Riesling, it would be Albarino. So it's got the acidity of a Sauv Blanc and a little fruity, aromatic character of like Riesling. It's a really terrific alternative to Chardonnay.
Interesting.
And it's on the dry side. It's a very nice wine.
The best value white wine of the year from Tom Simoneaux.
Kim Crawford, 2018 Sauvignon Blanc, Marlborough, New Zealand. Now, its list price is $18, right? And you say, best buy. Wait a minute, $18? It's because it's discounted big time. They make a lot of it. I've seen it as low as $10. And the nice thing
probably
about
$10 at Bottle Barn.
Probably, yeah. Costco, I mean, pretty serious. The nice thing about this is, you know, people think about New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc. They go, yeah, I don't like that gooseberry. But this Kim Crawford is kind of right in the middle. It's grapefruit, it's grass, and it's gooseberry. It's all three. And for $10, if you can get it for $10, buy a case, and you got a terrific white wine in the fridge or in your wine cellar for when you're
Kim Crawford in New Zealand.
Yep, Kim Crawford.
Okay. Mike, when you're off the phone, would you get the Lazy Susan, please?
Our next wine is the most fun wine of the year. Now, we had them on the radio here. Sterling Vineyards has released a trio of wines in recyclable aluminum bottles.
Yeah, I love Sterling.
Remember those little aluminum bottles?
Yeah.
They're 375 milliliters. They have Cabernet, Chardonnay, and Rosé, and they're real wine in these aluminum bottles.
Right.
And I'm a, you know, I'm a wine guy. I'm a glass guy. I got a billion glasses at home. But when an aluminum bottle, you know, glass isn't, you know, appropriate, like at a pool or, you know, you're in a cooler and you're picnicking, these little aluminum bottles are terrific.
Yeah, they were great.
Yeah, and they're $7.99.
And they look cool.
Yeah, and they look cool.
Yeah.
And it's real wine. A lot of times you get in these cans and these aluminum bottles, they're really wine coolers.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like the old days, you know, when we were growing up. But this is real wine in them, and terrific. And they're $7.99 for the 375 milliliter, and they're really, really fun.
Oh, look, Susan's here. Hello, my dear.
Lazy Susan. Here it is.
It's the California Wine Growers Association, Lazy Susan.
It's a barrel head. If people are kind of interested, that's a very cool thing.
Yeah, and it looks lovely, too. The Drive with Steve Jackson on KSRO. One of the most popular programs in local radio. Did you see those numbers?
Yes, I did.
Number one for men over 12 or something like that. Can you say a man over 12? I mean, how do you do that?
All our listeners are 13. So.
Yeah, there's no 12-year-old listeners.
I don't know where they came up with that name, but that's radio, right?
Yeah, I don't know. But the ratings are huge. We're huge again. We're
well,
the
I
hugest.
You, man. I love you. Have for years.
Okay, so the most fun wine, Sterling's
Trio.
Yeah, it's called a trio of wines in recyclable aluminum bottles.
Yep.
The sweet wine.
Simi Winery, 2018, late harvest Riesling, Alexander Valley, $35 for the 375, and that really is a best buy for a late harvest wine. So, let's pass you this here. So this wine, if you talk to winemakers, they'll probably say that a late harvest wine like this is the most difficult and expensive wine to make.
Really?
Because, you know, you're picking it like, you know, 40 bricks or something as opposed to 24 or even 60 bricks. And then ice wine, you leave it on the, you know, leave it out to freeze and then you squeeze the sugary juice because the ice, you know, the water freezes. This isn't that, but this is a late harvest Riesling.
And it's sweet.
It's real sweet. It's apricots and
tangerine.
And it's, I'm telling you, man, it's dessert in the glass. And
okay.
I've had a million of them.
I've had a million
of them over the years. This one is one of those memorable wines that you don't forget, you know, and I just had to have it as my – we had several wines that could have gone into this category, but this Simi late harvest is terrific. And you can stop by the tasting room again. They're right outside of Healdsburg on the north end. And tell them the wine guy sent you.
All right.
A little hype there for me, right?
Yeah.
Luxury wine. Maritana 2017 Chardonnay, Dutton, Hanson Hill, Russian River Valley, $90. Now, we had Donald Patson here from Patson Hall, remember?
Yep.
And he didn't bring this wine in, but when I was tasting with him, I got to taste this wine. And it is a stunning Chardonnay. I've never picked Chardonnay as my luxury wine of the year. And this one is, it's 27% new oak, right? Only 27% new oak because he wants to accentuate the minerality and the fruit that comes from, you know, the Duttons are some of the best farmers we have here in Sonoma County.
Yeah.
And this comes from a 1.8-acre parcel that he's kind of, because, you know, Patson Hall, they're Chardonnay producers for years, and he has a reputation with all of these growers, especially the Duttons. And so he's had that since he sold Patson Hall, that's what he's been doing.
Right.
Is
I remember the Maritana.
Maritana, and yeah. It's kind of a when you're trying to name a brand or whatever, there's so many names used. Maritana is maritime and Montana combined. So it's the coolness of the ocean and the hillside vineyard. So you got mountains and you got ocean, maritime and Montana. So that's what that turns out to be. So we're moving on?
Yep. Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Rosé. Alexander Valley Vineyards, 2018 Dry Rosé of Sangiovese. Terrific bottle of wine. $16 and on sale, you find it less than that. Now, this wine was born to be a rosé. A lot of times people don't...
Everyone's making rosés now, and most of them are great. So, I mean, it must have been tough picking the best rosé.
Oh, yeah. Oh, trust me, man. There's hundreds of rosés out there. But this one has... Sangiovese makes a really terrific fruit-driven dry rosé. And Syrah also makes a very nice rosé, but this one is exceptional. And because it was picked at lower sugars, it's not clumsy. It's not high alcohol. A lot of times people will make a rosé as a saignée process where they bleed off after the first night in a tank with red grapes, and they'll bleed off a 15% whatever it might be, a Syrah or a Zinfandel or Sangiovese, and then they end up with a 15% alcohol rosé, which can be clumsy. This one's only 13% because they picked it at like 21 degrees Brix. So,
and it's only $16.
Yeah.
And that's list. Yeah.
So last couple of years, I've come up with a category for book of the year. It's kind of since my retirement, I guess. I've been reading more.
You've done that on this show.
Yep. A few years now. This one is Wine and War, The French, the Nazis, and the Battle for France's Greatest Treasures. And it's about what was going on during the occupation in World War II. It's not about battles. It's about what the Nazis did in France during the war to the wineries and the disrespect they had for some of the great chateaus and absconding with the art and the wine. It's a short
I got to read this because my dad was a mayor in a town in Germany after the war.
So he's probably
through the military.
Like you read about.
Oh, God. They had this big chateau thing that they were taking care of in the town. Mm-hmm. And they found about 50 bottles of wine that the Germans had stolen that they said was unbelievable.
They talk about barricading the caves. And
right.
I mean, the book is tremendous.
Yeah, I got to read that.
Really fun. Speaking of wine, we're going to move to my best reds. Cabernet Sauvignon, Duckhorn Vineyards, 2016, Rutherford, Napa Valley, $100. Now, Duckhorn may have made its reputation with Merlot, but those of us in the know have always kept our eyes on their Cabernet releases. So now the secret is out. And with several Appalachian-designated cabs, like Howell Mountain, and this is the Rutherford, you can take a tasting tour of Napa Valley. And this Rutherford cab is a classic. And a lot of people remember that Andrei Chelyachev coined the phrase Rutherford dust. I've never kind of completely agreed with that because, you know, you really can't taste dirt in a wine. But in this particular one, it has a dusty character, and you can almost hallucinate the Rutherford dust. Terrific bottle. $100.
What makes cabs so great out of Napa and not as great, some say, in Sonoma?
Well, you know, it's partly the soil, partly the fact that they've been growing Cabernet there for a long time and making Cabernet there, and they built their reputation. You know, people talk about Robert Mondavi, but actually the original marketer for Napa Valley red wines was Charles Krug. He was like the original Robert Mondavi.
That's
he was
right,
out there,
yeah. Yeah.
You know. And then the Beringer brothers, German. So it's the reputation as long as they've been there. Why did people say that Bordeaux makes such great wines? They've been doing it for thousands of years, you know. So some of it is reputation. We didn't have a Charles Krug over here, and we didn't have a Robert Mondavi. So a lot of it's marketing.
Interesting.
You could tack on like $20-$30 if the same wine was made in Sonoma and in Napa.
It's California Wine Country, Tom Simoneau's Wines of the Year. Our guest is here, Nicole Hitchcock, the winemaker at Jay Vineyards and Winery. Pleasure to meet you. Both Kathy and I thought you were here before. You must look like someone we know.
Apparently I do. Well, thank you so much for having me.
And the cat is out of the bag. The Winery of the Year is Jay Vineyards and Winery. And Nicole Hitchcock is the fabulous winemaker for Jay. And she's brought some terrific wines. We're going to talk all about Jay here. But first, I'm going to go ahead and list the rest of the wines.
Yeah, we did the Cabernet from Duckhorn and Napa Valley.
So let me quickly kind of go through these and give a little shtick. Zinfandel, Soda Rock Winery, 2017, Postmaster Reserve. Unfortunately, the big story about Soda Rock is it burned to the ground during the Kincade Fire.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is Ken and Diane Wilson you can't hold them down. They're going to rebuild the winery, and they're opening a new tasting room in downtown Healdsburg, the Soda Rock Tasting Room. So,
cool.
Get a bottle of this Postmaster's Inn and toast Sonoma strong.
Merlot of the year.
Paradise Ridge 14, Russian River Valley, $38. The winery was destroyed in 2017, they now just reopened. And if you haven't been to Paradise Ridge, the new facility is stunning. And
really, they are open.
Yeah, they opened last week.
Yeah, I got to get out there.
Yeah,
love those.
And Renee Beck is up there and producing wines. This is the Merlot, terrific Merlot, Russian River Valley Fappiano Vineyards. Syrah, Schoen Farm Winery, 2017, Russian River Valley, $18. Santa Rosa Junior College Schoen Farm is one of only three bonded wineries that operate in the California Community College system. You can get this wine at Bottle Barn. It's short supply, so get out there and buy some quickly. Blended Red, Benzinger Family Winery, 2016, Tribute, Sonoma Valley Estate, $85. This is why red blends are so popular. This wine will blow your mind. It's of course, the Benzinger is continuing with their organic, certified organic and certified Demeter made wines. So they're biodynamic. So you can feel good about paying $85 for a terrific bottle because it makes you feel good as well as taste good. Then the Best Buy Red, J. Lohr Winery, 17, Merlot, Los Osos, Paso Robles, $15. J. Lohr, what can you say? Year in and year out, they're the best value, in my opinion, from the low end all the way to the high end. And, again, family-owned. Congratulations to Steve Peck and his winemaking team there at J. Lohr. $15, drinks like a $25 bottle, and $15 is list, so you get it. A lot cheaper than that.
At Bottle Barn.
Alternative Red. Kelly & Young, 16 Malbec, Alexander Valley, from Robert Young Vineyards. Now, people have said that the best Malbecs come from Argentina. You haven't tasted this one. Kathleen Kelly and her husband Jim Young have created quite a wine business here. They've got their wine brand, tasting lounge, and their wine garden in Cloverdale. So next time you're in Cloverdale, stop over and taste that Malbec 16. It's $45, and that's list as well. Pinot Noir, Siduri, 2016, Sara Lee's Vineyard, Russian River Valley, $50, from longtime Pinot Noir superstar Adam Lee. This Pinot comes from the expansion block at Sara Lee's Vineyard, planted every other row to a different clone.
Every winery here makes Pinot, again, like the rosé that I brought up.
Trust me, man.
Yeah.
Pinots.
You're drinking a lot of, tasting a lot of Pinots.
Yeah. And I'll tell you that this now brings us to the winery of the year, the Jay Vineyards and Winery. And we have Nicole Hitchcock sitting here to my left. We're going to taste a couple of her wines. But I'd just like to say the Jay Cuvée 20 was our sparkling wine of the year. And I'm here to tell you that that's just a small tease as to what's happening at Jay. Now, they were purchased by E&J Gallo Winery in 2015, and that's where you came on, right?
That's right.
In 15. the brand continues to flourish under the new ownership. Michelle oversees the entire portfolio. That includes one Pinot Gris, one Vin Gris, six Chardonnays, 10 Pinot Noirs, and eight Sparklers. And I'm the lucky guy that got to taste most of these wines last month when I visited Nicole over at Jay. It was quite an afternoon.
Yeah, it was a pleasure.
So congratulations to you and to the winery, and tell us a little bit about yourself and what's going on.
Talk about how you got into the world of making wine.
Sure, absolutely. First, I'd like to say just what an honor. Thank you so much for you know, this honor, this award. You know, hearing all of the wineries listed and you know, knowing all of our competition, it just, you know, it's a huge honor. So we greatly appreciate that. So for me, you know, getting into the wine industry, I grew up on the Central Coast, actually, in Monterey County, which has a lot of parallels to Sonoma County. But when I moved up here in 2010, it definitely felt like home. I went to school at UC Davis. I studied viticulture and enology. And I've worked in wineries really all over California and done some stints in Australia and Italy as well.
Really?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes. So, but Jay is a great place to call home. It's a blast to, with our whole portfolio, You know, from our sparkling wines all the way through our single vineyard Pinots. It's just, it's a really fun portfolio to work on.
It's really terrific when you, if you get a chance to go up to Jay, a lot of the wines are just available at the tasting room, correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely
right.
I
mean, most of them are. We're going to taste two here in a minute that are available in the stores and in restaurants, but you need to go up there. And what's the chef's name?
Carl Shelton.
He is terrific at pairing these small plates and kind of obscure little flavor profiles that go with each wine. It's really terrific.
Yeah, so Carl develops the menus, I mean, really every 6 weeks for our bubble room. And if you haven't visited, it is a must do. He's incredibly creative, makes wonderful menus that really support the wines. Right now, we have an all sparkling menu, which is something that we do every holiday season. But it really allows us to highlight our sparkling wines and how they pair with food, and even some pairings that you wouldn't expect to work. Right now, we've got an aged ribeye with our Vintage 11 Brut Magnum, which, you know, unexpected.
Geez, I haven't been invited to come and try that aged ribeye.
You've got to come back.
Oh, you will.
I'll tell you, the cheese plate, too, was to die for. And he had these little combinations of pickled things and fermented things and the different cheeses.
And when Gallo took over, they made a lot of changes, right?
You know, in terms of the portfolio,
maybe not the wine, but as far as food and.
Absolutely. We moved the space that our bubble room used to reside in to a larger, more spacious area, and really just kind of upgraded the atmosphere. Our bubble room is thriving. We've renovated the tasting room. There's been investments throughout the winery. So it's been a very positive 5 years.
And so a lot of the vineyards came along with the purchase, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So even though the names of the wines have changed, the vineyards haven't.
The vineyards
because
have
Jay
not.
Or Judy Jordan, who sold you the winery, kept the names for her portfolio because they're the kids' names and such. So you've had to rename some of the wines, but the vineyards have not changed.
Correct. Yeah, there's a couple of vineyards that we've renamed, but the vineyards are all the same. We farm 6 estate vineyards across Sonoma County, mainly in Russian River Valley, but we've got one on the far Sonoma coast in Annapolis. We've got a lot of great vineyard property to source from.
And you get to play with all of that.
Absolutely.
I mean,
yes.
I can't believe it. When I was looking at your list that after we tasted that day, 10 different Pinots and 8 different sparklers. Pretty amazing.
For decades, Bottle Barn in Santa Rosa has been providing Sonoma County with an unmatched selection of the finest wines, beers, and spirits. With everyday low prices and the best product knowledge around, Bottle Barn is the best place to find the most amazing deals in wine country. In fact, Bottle Barn is where wine country buys their wine. Every week on The Drive, when I ask winery owners, vintners, and winemakers where listeners can buy their wines, they say Bottle Barn in Santa Rosa. And the prices are always the lowest anywhere, trust me. If you're not shopping at Bottle Barn, you're missing out on the best deals, not only on wine, but every kind of beer and spirits. Check out their craft beer section. Wow. And remember, Bottle Barn can ship wine to most states. Go to bottlebarn.com for details and all the great specials every week. And listen to California Wine Country every Wednesday at 5 on The Drive to find out what's new and on special at Bottle Barn, 331A Industrial Drive in Santa Rosa.
Nicole, talk about making this Shard.
Sure.
It's
so
lovely.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We're tasting our Jay's 2017 Russian River Valley Chardonnay, which, you know, a lot of people know us for sparkling. They know us for Pinot Noir. They might know us for Pinot Gris, but they might not know us for Chardonnay. But we do make 5 different Chardonnays. So this wine is Russian River Valley sourced mainly from our estate vineyard properties. All hand-picked, barrel fermented, 100% French oak, about 30% new, and aged for about 10 months in barrel before we bottle. So,
you know, and the nice thing is I got to barrel taste as well as taste the finished wines when I was up there. And a lot of times some wineries will have, you know, 5 or 6 Zinfandels and 5 or 6 Pinots. And a lot of them just kind of, you go, well, that tastes kind of like that one, and this one tastes kind of like that one. The nice thing about the J portfolio is they individually taste different. They do taste like the vineyard.
Right.
And this vineyard tastes different than that vineyard.
You know what I love about this?
What's that?
I mean, from the beginning, it's just an incredible Chardonnay fix.
And it's since got I'm wonderful addicted to flavors. Chardonnay.
And then it changes on the mid palate, and the finish is different too. And it just keeps.
And it's just the right amount of toasty oak, too. It's just got a.
Yeah, we really aim for balance in this wine, and the fruit that we source for this, so some of it comes from our Botai vineyard, which is up in the northern part of the Russian River, so kind of warmer, you get more kind of voluptuous, ripe characteristics, but then we get, we source a lot of fruit from Green Valley area, which is cooler, so you get more bright acid, more just, you know, brightness overall, so together, all of that fruit, I think, makes the complete package here.
So the balance is there.
It does.
And then with your chef playing around with something to little noshes with it, these little small plates, I'll tell you, it's almost like you have a restaurant up there.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I mean, yeah.
Well, tell everyone exactly where you are and how to get there.
Sure. So we are located in the southern part of Healdsburg. We're on Old Redwood Highway, just right off of Highway 101. So it's very easy to get to, but we are in the Russian River Valley, southern part of Healdsburg.
So if you were driving from Healdsburg and you go out East Side Road, you go past Fappiano and down to where Rodney Strong is, and right there you share the parking lot.
We sure do.
So if you know where that is, you know, and it's beautiful, plenty of parking, gorgeous. You can sit outside if it's a nice day, and then you can enjoy the bubble room with all your wines. The sparkling, to me, I just die for those sparkling wines. They got some drier than others, the rosé, I mean, late disgorged, I mean, the whole nine yards. It's just terrific. It just blew me away that day. We spent, what, three hours or so?
I think it was 3 hours when all was said and done.
Yeah, yes. Fantastic. I hate my job, man. It's just somebody's got to do
terrible.
It.
It's terrible. It's very
rough. Me too. No, I love your job.
So what's the list
Tom
price Simonos, on this one?
2019 Winery of the Year and Winemaker of the Year. It's Jay Vineyards and Winery and winemaker Nicole Hitchcock. You brought a Pinot? Is that what
Yeah, but what's the price on this one?
Yeah, so this is about $28 a bottle.
And it's the 17
this
Russian
is our
River Valley.
2017 Russian River Valley
and
Chardonnay.
And you can find this in the stores.
Yes, and so you can find this both through our tasting room and visitor center as well as in retail. So,
got it.
Is it Bottle Barn?
Yes, it
of
should
course.
Be at Bottle Barn.
God, that's good.
So the next Thank wine you. Is going to be the 17 Russian River Valley Pinot Noir. Now, this was the sweepstakes winner at the Harvest Fair.
It sure was. And so this is a wine that we are immensely proud of. Like Tom just mentioned, we at Jay won the sweepstakes for the best red wine in Sonoma County with this particular wine. So it was a great honor for us and just, you know, kudos to our entire team for making it happen.
Now, this is the blended Russian River Valley, not a single vineyard one.
Yes, that's right. So we make 10 different Pinots within our portfolio at Jay. This particular wine is sourced from a variety of our estate vineyards. So like I mentioned, we've got six across Sonoma County, but we also source a little bit of the fruit as well. But it's from the whole gamut of Russian River. So you get grapes from the warmer parts, the cooler parts, really all of the neighborhoods of the Russian River Valley come together in harmony to produce this wine.
And a lot of times what I find is when I'm tasting through a portfolio as extensive as yours, that a lot of the single vineyard wines that upon release really do need more time, as Dan Berger would say, lay it down, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe in time in the bottle. There's nothing better than time in the bottle. So a lot of the wines, as they're released, the best flavors are in the blended wines because they don't have they're not as tight or as needs as much time to show their kind of their lusciousness, their exotic characters, their feminine qualities, I kind of like to say. And this wine has both kind of a little bit of the brooding character and a little bit of that feminine, you know, softness that you look for in a really good Pinot. Nice cherry
Yeah. Beautiful wine. Well, thank you. I think this is a perfect reflection of Russian River and what, you know, the diversity really in the fruit is from the region. You know, at the winery, we're able to keep all of our clones, all of our sublocks separate in different fermentation tanks. And so then when it comes down to blending, sometimes we have close to 100 different lots that we are selecting from to make this wine. So it's not the easiest to make, but I think it's pretty incredible what happens when all of these great fruit sources come together to make this wine.
Yeah, she's talking about blending. When you take all your wines down, right, and you blend them, like when I'm doing mine, I've got like 4 different lots. How many? You said 100?
We have close to 100 in most years. Yes.
And then take that.
Maybe you should borrow some.
Yeah, really. And then you take that and you throw in the curveball of sparkling wine where you're tasting the cuvée that's going to be in the bottle with yeast, and you're going to leave it in the bottle for a couple of years to 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years. How are you going to know? I mean, it's like, man, I think I'd lose sleep.
Yeah,
do you
I
lose
mean,
sleep?
I can't say that I don't lose sleep at times.
She doesn't look like she loses sleep. You're lovely.
But, you know, that's...
I must say.
That's really the magic of sparkling, is being able to envision what the wine is going to look like when it's in a completely different, has a different identity 2 or 4 or 10 years down the road.
Yeah, to me, sparkling wine, you know what? I'm not going to make it, but I'll drink it. That's the way
yes,
I
you will,
it.
Sir. That I know.
Please do.
The House passed both articles of impeachment. Donald J. Trump is impeached. It doesn't mean squat at this point, but it's, I don't know.
He's impeached. There we go. But what's the price on this guy?
This is $40.
Only retail. $40.
Yes, yes.
You know, how many Pinot Noir guys have we had in here that, you know, it's 80, 90, 100, 110,
yeah. Oh,
150?
No, this is
$40. And that's list.
That's our list price,
yeah.
Yes.
So. Oh, I'm sure.
So,
it's a
like
barn.
The Chardonnay, you can purchase it at Bottle Barn. You can purchase it in general retail around Sonoma County, as well as through the winery. So.
You know, if you're going to join one wine club, Jay would be the wine club to join. I'm telling you, because you get that the portfolio. This we tasted one Chardonnay and one Pinot, and then the sparkling. But if you wanted to join the wine club, you get the access to how many 8, 10 Pinots, 5 Chards.
That's right.
How many?
Nearly 30 different wines.
Yeah.
And I think the beauty of our wine club is that you can customize as well. So if you're solely a sparkling fan and that's all you want to do, great. You can do a solely sparkling wine club membership.
We're wrapping up this edition of California Wine Country. And Tom, quickly reiterate where everyone can see these lists.
CalWineCountry.com.
CalWineCountry.com. That's our podcast site.
Wine Country Live.
Wine Country Live, yeah.
And then your Facebook.
It'll be on our Facebook. Mike's going
to
do that
when I get home.
So you can look at the entire list of Tom's best wines and wineries and everything of 2019.
Yep. And Nicole Hitchcock, thank you very much for making such great wine, and congratulations.
Well, thank you for the honor.
Nicole, right. An honor to meet you. We need to have you back.
I would love to.
Okay, cool.